Welcome to the JenningsWire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the hearts of America. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today we're discussing how your child is more likely to die from a gunshot wound than cancer or other diseases until 35 years of age. And Dr. Peggy Wireman, author of Connecting the Dots, Government, Community, and Family, is here to share how you can keep your child from being a victim of gun violence, because each day some 11 children and youth under the age of 24 die from firearms. So welcome, Dr. Wireman. Thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you. I came across those numbers when I was doing research for my book, Connecting the Dots, Government, Community, and Family. And I was looking for things that harm children. And much to my horror, I discovered that the first cause of death for young children is motor vehicle accidents. But after that, death from firearms is the second. Each day, 11 children and youth under age 24 die from firearms.
Well, that's just shocking. What's one of the best things that we can do to protect our children from this?
Most people actually are not shot in Newtown-type mass attacks. Most gun deaths are not restricted to inner-city gangs or criminals. Most people are actually killed by somebody they know, or they die from suicide. Deaths occur from accidents, domestic violence, arguments that escalate. So the best way to protect your child is not to have a gun in the home. If you do have a gun in the home, the studies have shown that the person that is most likely to be killed is a family member. My mother actually kept a loaded pistol in her bedroom. And when she was in her 80s, I walked in unexpectedly one day, woke her up from a nap, and she didn't know who I was. And since my normal pattern was if I telephoned her and she didn't answer, I sent in a neighbor. I had to take the gun away from her because I was afraid that she would shoot the neighbor.
Wow.
Having a gun in the home increases your child's risk also of being shot by a friend or a sibling. It used to be we really didn't hear about these, but after Newtown, the press has reported them more, and in the last couple of months, there have been several incidents that I've read about in my local paper that happened somewhere else about a child being shot by a sibling, including a five-year-old who shot his two-year-old sister.
Now, Dr. Wireman, what should parents do or anyone do if they are a hunter or a target shooter? Obviously, they would have more firearms in the house.
Absolutely. I own a gun. If you're a hunter or a target shooter or feel you really, really want the gun just for safety, or you collect antique guns, just make sure that the gun and the bullets are locked in a child-proof manner separately. Teach your children that guns are not toys. Teach them that they should never copy what they see on television or in video games. I remember hearing one young man on television say very wistfully, he said, you know, I didn't realize that bullets hurt until I got shot. Make sure that everybody in the house who has access to guns is properly trained. My sister said, all you have to do is pull the trigger. I said this in front of four policemen. They just laughed. They said, yeah, and then the gun jerks and you shoot a bystander. They have, in my community, the police have 20 hours of training on each new weapon, and they have to be recertified every year. So make sure that anybody who has access to that gun understands how to use it and what the ramifications are. The other thing you should do is you should check with the parents of every place your child visits. There have been a couple of cases recently where somebody said, I didn't know there was a gun at my neighbor's house, and the child had been shot. If your teenager seems particularly depressed, get the gun out of the house. Every year, 4,600 youth between 10 and 24 die from suicide, and about half of those are from guns. Guns make it real easy. If your partner is verbally abusing you, and particularly if they're hitting you or threatening to hit you, get the guns out of the house. Every day in America, 4 women are killed in domestic violence incidents, mostly with guns. If the perpetrator uses a knife or fist, the woman may end up in the hospital, but if they use a gun, she's 12 times more likely to end up dead. 44% of the women who are killed by guns are murdered by a current or a former partner. If your partner has left and is threatening you or stalking you, get a restraining order, get in touch with the domestic violence resources that might be available in your community. The National Rifle Association has gotten some states to adopt and is pushing for more adoption of laws that would forbid doctors from asking patients whether or not there's a gun in the house or how it's stored. However, if there is a case where a doctor is treating a woman from a broken arm because her husband hit her, it seems that's really a very logical question to ask, since domestic violence cases, frequently there's an escalation in violence. If she is the mother of a seriously depressed teenager, it's a good question to ask. Or if she has a child that seems to have an unusual problem with violence on the playground and anger, it makes sense to ask that question.
Dr. Wireman, you've given us so much information already, and we're running a little short on time, but I would love for you to tell our audience what the biggest mistake is that they can make regarding gun violence.
The biggest mistake you can make is to think it can't happen to you. I'm a white, older, middle-class, middle-income woman. I've had one friend killed by guns, 2 commit suicide, and the father of another person commit guns, killed, believing that you can protect yourself or your child by carrying a gun. It's more likely to be taken away from you and used against you. Believing that gun deaths are caused by somebody with a serious mental illness. On the average, 33 Americans a day are murdered with firearms. Clearly, they're not all suffering from serious mental illness. Believing that sensible gun laws, that people that are promoting sensible gun safety laws plan to take guns away from everybody. The only person saying this is the NRA using it for fundraising. But the fact of the matter is that the states with the most gun laws have the fewer gun deaths. When Australia had mass shooting in 1996, they enacted tough gun laws, and they haven't had a mass killing since, and their murder rate and suicide rate have gone down. Since Stand the Ground was enacted, the states that enacted it have had more deaths by guns compared to other states. Minority parents should be particularly cautious in states with Stand Your Ground, since unfortunately some whites consider any minority a teenager. There are things you can do to keep your schools and your community safe as well, in terms of positive programs that prevent bullying, that provide alternative recreation sources, that provide mental health resources, that provide alcohol and drug resources. One thing you might be very sure, sensible gun safety laws and sensible individual actions can help keep your child safe. You take your child to the doctor to get shots, but your child is far more likely to be killed by somebody shooting than to anything that the doctor can cure. You can't totally protect your children, but you and your neighbors can do a lot, and I hope that you get together and do those things that you can do.
Well, Dr. Peggy Wireman, thank you so much for being here. I want to tell our listeners that you can find much, much more of this discussion about how to make your community a safe and supportive place for all families in Dr. Peggy Wireman's book, Connecting the Dots, Government, Community, and Family, which is available from Transaction Publisher and on Amazon as a hardback and ebook. And for more how-to tips, you can also check out her ebook, Government, Community, and Family, a Community Action Guide, to learn more about Dr. Wireman. And you can also read her blog at connectingdots.us. That's not .com, connectingdots.us. Thank you again for being here, Dr. Wireman. We really appreciate all of your information.
Thank you so much. And you can also contact me, Wireman1234 at sbcglobal.net. Thank you very much.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com. Discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.